Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, February 18th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Our latest merger and negotiations town hall meetings had a great turnout in both Frankfurt and London. Representatives from our negotiating committee and from our United Master Executive Council, the MEC, conducted these meetings. They discussed the status of our Section 6 negotiations, as well as our recent filing with the National Mediation Board, the NMB, for a determination of single transportation system, that's called STS. Members' questions about the upcoming union representation election, seniority integration, and the timeline expected for the operational integration anticipated in 2012 were discussed. The town hall meetings will wind down in Narita on February 23rd and conclude in Hong Kong on February 24th. We encourage our members to come out and participate in the meetings. It's a great opportunity to get involved and interact with your elected officials. Check out our website for more specifics on times and locations. More than 15,000 people, which included public employees, union activists, and community supporters, descended on the state capitol in Wisconsin to protest Governor Scott Walker's plan to strip away the collective bargaining rights of the state's public employees. The affected employees include teachers, sanitation workers, doctors and nurses at public hospitals, and many other public employees. When the governor gets his way, these hard-working employees would lose the right to bargain over health coverage, pensions, and other benefits, leaving base wages as the only area over which workers could bargain. The solidarity of these workers and their supporters shows us that when we work together, we can achieve our collective goals. We are not alone in negotiations. We are surrounded by other work groups that are in similar situations as ours. The unions of U.S. Airways, AirTran Airways, and American Airlines are all in stalled negotiations because their management, like ours, continues to use delay tactics instead of getting serious in these negotiations. Our proposals are reasonable and recognize the value of our work and professional dedication. We can achieve everything we have proposed in our Section 6 negotiations with the company. We must stand strong, stand together, and support each other. For more information about the struggles of our sisters and brothers in this story, please see the News in Action area of our website. On February 3, 2011, AFA alerted you in a United Continental Merger e-newsletter that your home address was provided to the Machinist Union by the company. The contact information was the only information that was on file with United and was not otherwise publicly available. This led AFA to believe the information was provided by the company. When AFA confronted the company about it, they denied it, but provided AFA with the Continental flight attendant's address list. AFA has sent out a mailing to all Continental flight attendants with information about the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA structure and democratic process, merger information, representation election, frequently asked questions, and AFA's seniority protection. This past Tuesday, we informed you that the FAA had ordered United to comply with an airworthiness directive temporarily grounding its entire 757 fleet of aircraft. Specifically, a test of an onboard computer, namely the air data computer, was required before any further dispatch of the aircraft. This was not a safety of flight issue. United has resolved the issue, and the operation has returned to normal. For those of you who may have been affected by irregularities, our contract addresses these in sections 8-9K, depending upon the location and time of the irregularity, domicile or non-domicile point, and 8-J. Keep in mind that contract AFAX on section 8-J is available from the website. Flight attendants are encouraged to carry their contracts and to secure from scheduling personnel under what section of the contract any reassignment is given. The FAA Reauthorization and Reform Act of 2011, H.R. 658, has been debated in the House and Senate over the last few weeks. On Wednesday, the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee held a markup on H.R. 658. The Republican-written bill omitted key provisions including OSHA protections for flight attendants, strong language to help prevent flight attendant fatigue, a cell phone ban, cabin temperature and air quality studies, antitrust immunity review, further definition of foreign ownership rules, and expansion of the Human Intervention Management Study Program. H.R. 658 includes an egregious provision to repeal the National Mediation Board rule changes implemented in May of 2010. If this provision is included in the final bill, it will unravel all of the positive changes we have worked so hard to achieve and once again require over half, 50% plus one, of all eligible voters to cast a ballot for union representation in order for that election to be certified. An amendment to strip this provision from the bill failed in committee by a vote of 32-29. All Democrats on the committee and Republican Representative Frank Lobiondo, Candace Miller, and Tim Johnson voted in favor of workers. At the request of AFA, two amendments important to flight attendants were introduced by Representative Mazie Hirono. The First Amendment would require OSHA protections for flight attendants to address cabin temperature and sanitation standards, bloodborne pathogens, noise levels, hazard communications, record keeping, and employee access to exposure and medical records. The Second Amendment would require the Administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration to develop recommendations for a final rule aimed at minimizing flight attendant fatigue. It creates an aviation rulemaking committee made up of industry experts, labor unions, and airlines to review and consider the study completed by the Civil Aerospace Medical Institute, the CAMI, or CAMI, on flight attendant fatigue. Unfortunately, neither of these amendments were passed. Included in the bill, though, are some good provisions. These include a smoking ban on charter flights, pesticide notification, and the Republican-backed language on flight attendant fatigue. H.R. 658 will now go to the House floor for a full House vote. We will need all to be prepared and advance our issues and defeat the language to repeal the NMB election rule change. On the Senate side, the Senate is concluding their debate on FAA reauthorization this week, and a vote is expected before they leave for district work period next week. Senator Rand Paul's amendment to strip OSHA provisions for flight attendants from the Senate bill has been tabled, so that is good news. This victory is because of all of the phone calls you have made to the Senate offices this week. We should have an opportunity to reintroduce AFA-backed provisions during the full House floor debate of FAA reauthorization, depending on what rules are adopted for the bill. After the House votes on their version of the FAA Reauthorization Committee, the bills will need to be reconciled in conference committee. We will keep working against all odds to advance our issues. Please stay informed and be ready to take action. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.